Saturday morning, it's Trina Mari here. Something for the weekend. Oh, there's absolute panic going on at the moment. We're joined on the line by Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, come here. I'd say you are up to your eyes at the moment. People inundating you with questions about holidays they've booked and whether they should travel or not or what insurance covered. You were saying that you went to the supermarket and it was crazy.
I know. I thought I'd fly in there on my way home and oh my god, so it was like Christmas Eve. The queues were all the way down the aisle and I don't know what people were buying, like everything and anything. It was like whatever was on the shelves was going in. And I, like, from what we're being told, there doesn't seem to be any issue with food or
no.
any items like that.
Do you know what is?
Just panicking.
I think people are panicking. They're afraid that there's going to be lockdown like in Italy. And if the kids are off for 2 weeks at home, and we all know the way kids eat, the food would be gone within 24 hours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. In fairness, I'm a bit guilty of that myself. I bought plenty of ham and plenty of things, like extra bits.
I know. Goes like a light.
I swore I wouldn't be that person, but I was.
Yeah. I know. Well, listen, want to talk to you about travel because you are the travel expert and there are a lot of concerned people who've booked holidays and they don't know where they stand. They don't know whether to go on the holidays or not, and they might be places that are not affected at all. They just don't know what to do. Have you got any advice for somebody who's maybe due to travel in a month's time?
Well, I suppose it is very much an individual, a personal thing. I would travel still if it was to a place where there wasn't big clusters, no epicenter, anything like that. I suppose you could catch it here as you could catch it when you, you know, as you go away. Obviously, you need to take the precautions and, you know, hand washing and all the same precautions you would take here. Obviously, I wouldn't travel to somewhere like Italy or where I'm told not to travel.
Well, you can't. The flights are cancelled.
Well, yeah, or even just somewhere like, I know Madrid, for instance, at the moment, and there's huge cases there. So, you would have to be careful, obviously, and follow the advice from the Department of Foreign Affairs. That website is a great website to have. It's basically the governing body that decides, you know, against non-essential travel to any particular destination. So that should be your go-to point. They also have a great app. It's called TravelWise, and you can download the app. So if you say you're going to Spain in June or something like that, you can put in the place you're going to and it will send you alerts if any of the advice changes. So the airlines as well and tour operators, I saw Princess Cruises have cancelled all cruises up for the next 60 days. So like people are aware of the situation and they are adapting to it. If the airline cancels the flight, obviously you'll be automatically entitled to a refund anyway. Most of them are letting you change your flights and not charging you change fees as well. So people are very understanding of the situation.
Mm.
But, you know, if you're due to go later on in the year, you know, you really kind of have to hang on and see what happens because most of the insurance policies or the advice against travel, it might only be for 14 days or a little bit longer. So you really have to hang on and see what's going to happen.
Okay, because a lot of people are now suddenly checking the small print on their travel insurance.
Yeah,
and they thought, we'll just get our money back. And then they've realised they can't.
I've got some great posts on my website. In fairness, I interviewed the MD of Blue Insurance and multitrip.com and he answered all the questions I had from followers there, all about the various policies and what you should have and shouldn't, and also about change fees and things like that. But getting back to the insurance, it really is down to the individual policy. You really need travel disruption cover to make sure that you need to have that added to your policy to make sure that you'd be covered. Now, if you book with a travel agent, you're probably in a good position anyway because they will be obviously helping you out. But and most of the travel insurance policies will automatically include travel disruption. So if the Department of Foreign Affairs says it's not safe to go to Italy, they'll give you your money back.
Okay, but if it's the country that they haven't actually said is not safe to travel to, if you're just a bit wary yourself, because I think a lot of people are getting afraid that if they travel there, they'll get stuck there. They might close the airport.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is where travel insurance is key. And a good top tip for your listeners there now is that word is that from next week, COVID-19 will be excluded from travel insurance policies. Mm. So if you haven't already bought your travel insurance, get it now because the chance once you have your policy in place, I would recommend getting a yearly. Actually, Multitrip have a 2-yearly policy. So it means for any future trips, even if you haven't booked them, you will be covered against COVID-19. Whereas if you wait another week, the insurance companies and underwriters, they don't have bottomless pits, you know, so they're going to have to start excluding it going forward on new policies being purchased going forward. But if you have one in place already, they can't, you know, take it out. That's a good tip to do.
Can I ask you about places like Thailand and Dubai and all those kind of that are a little bit further away? If you've booked a trip there and you've been saving for it for 2 years and you're absolutely dying to get away, what do you think?
Well, I mean, as I said, I would just check the advice. There's lots of great websites that will tell you exactly how many cases there are in each country and, you know, measure it versus here and make it your decision on that. The other thing to point out, Thailand, for instance, are now stopping anybody who's been, and a lot of countries will probably follow suit, are stopping people who've been to particular countries before. So if you were in, this could extend to Europe-wide. Mm. So a bit like the American, the Trump ban with the States. So you may think you're going to Thailand and might all be, you know, fine at the moment, but they may, if you're from Europe, they may not let you in. So it's very important to kind of keep up to date with each individual country's policies. Like, well, India have stopped people coming in. The United Emirates, including Dubai, have stopped all cruises.
So, but if they stopped cruises, surely they'll stop flights as well?
No, they're just stopping the cruises coming into the ports, but they're not stopping flights. So it's a bit of a minefield, to be honest. I mean, if you book with a travel agent, it's great. You can pick up the phone and ring them. As I said, I've lots of posts about it on my website as well. The Department of Foreign Affairs is great. It will keep you up to date on each individual country. But as I said, there's some countries where there's absolutely, like, there's no cases in Mauritius. There's no cases in lots of South American, the Caribbean islands. So, like, there's loads of places where, you know, there's no cases at all. So you'd have to feel, well, be safer to go there than go here.
I'm off to Mauritius. Yeah. See you later.
There's worse places you could be stuck.
I know. Well, listen, I hope you bought plenty of Brennan's bread there, did you?
Yeah, I know. You know what? The rum doesn't seem to be on the bread like it was last time. I don't know. I think it's toilet rolls this time.
Do you know what I did? After the bread situation the last time, the snow, and I wasn't going to get stuck again, 2 sliced pans in the freezer, Sarah.
Well done, yeah. I should do that myself.
You're very good for taking our call and giving us some advice. Give us the website there. Give yourself a plug.
Yeah, it's thetravelexpert.ie. And as I said, I've loads of posts on it. The insurance one is very popular at the moment. Also posts on airlines waiving change fees, what to do if you're booked, all that kind of thing. Also, you could follow me on my social media channels, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, on all those as well. So under Sarah Slattery. So
lovely. Yeah. You'll be inundated. Thanks so much for taking our call, Sarah Slattery there from thetravelexpert.ie. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.